My next question naman. What is a petty thing that you miss that's no longer in the present admin? Yung wag masyadong complicated, ha? And I can start. I miss seeing a president that wears the barong properly. Because right now, the president, 3/4. Like, yung ano. Oh, it really annoys me so much. Kasi parang, ano to, couture? Diba? So, like, oh, who gave him that idea that it can be done? Diba? Pero there was a time na, wag na nga, but basta yun, anong namimiss nyo from your time? Na this time naman, wala na, pero sana maibalik. Oh, diba? Parang ano, quiz. Nakikita ko si Abby.
Yung walang wangwang?
Yung no wangwang.
Ako, namimiss ko yun.
Ako hindi sa petty. I mean, I miss it, but it's not petty. I miss the Official Gazette. I miss,
ooh,
the
yes.
I miss, you know, I'm also not a history buff, but when I started working with Manolo, he was the one who said, let's do this, let's do this. So support kaming lahat dyan. So, you know, parang from colorizing old presidential photos, parang, di ba, maybe people don't find it interesting, but ako, I really found it. And the museum, we opened up the museum for tours. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's, ano, but it's, if it's still open now, mm-hmm. but it, at the time, kasi when you still call to schedule a tour, especially for students.
Yes,
and yes, so we would drop in. The director of the museum would tell us, oh, meron tayong mga bisita. Can any one of you come and say hello? And sometimes it was Pinoy. So talagang magugulat na sila na bigla siyang lalabas dun sa taas ng kalayaan hall and they'd be like, oh my God, si Pinoy, ganyan. So ako, I miss that. I miss talking to people who come to the museum.
We would do that actually. So parang part of our, not naman part of our job, but we took it upon ourselves to be, kung may mga bisita, let us know, we will drop by unannounced para makita nila that we are also close to you guys and also kung may mga tanong. And there'll be opportunities for them to ask, kamusta na and all that. But on your end, no, Ethel, basically I agree with you eh. No, but it's really, really very important. That is what we call, you know, for a comms, you know, Marshall McLuhan says the medium is the message. How you comport yourself shows the, you know, parang it's parang, maybe that's his style to be closer to the people, but there are certain dignities that you should be able to maintain.
Especially because with the national costume, ano? Yeah.
And you assume because of the office office of the president. So I felt na while it's a way of becoming closer to the people, there should be some protocols that has to be observed because you are presenting yourself as the salesman of the country. And that's, and by the way, I say this with all, and all, it's all anecdotal, but that's what people also say, what they miss.
Right? Kasi you can't even say na ano, it's parang maging close sa people kasi people naman like us, wala namang nagbabarong ng ganon. Diba? Ay, nakita ka na ba?
Nakita na ba?
Kung alam, masisensor na ako.
Kasi, it's also, coming from a staff's point of view, joke lang.
Malapit.
Akala mo joke, pero talagang totoo na. We see all the preparation that comes, that is needed, ano, for these meetings. And it's true that
yung mga protocol nyo.
Oo eh. At saka, it's not just following protocol for the sake of protocol. It's not, you know, it's not really that. But syempre, it, kumbaga, ayaw mo rin ma-insulto ba yung kausap mo? Diba? Na pag may dumating na presidente, sila rin kasi naghahanda sila para sa'yo. Diba? Tayo, naghahanda tayo para dumating sila. And being Pinoy, we want to really accord them, diba? The respect and the honor and the warmth that we all bring. So, parang ano kasi, yung, di ba, mawa,
ASEAN. Hindi reciprocal.
Oo, ASEAN, late ka. Diba? Tapos lahat sila nag-iintay na dun sa mesa, parang nakakatakot. Nandun si ano. Ay, late tayo. I mean, to the community of nations, that also means something. Na parang, right. Dala ko yung bansa namin, dala mo yung bansa ninyo, let's represent each other in the way that we should. Yun yeah. lang.
Okay. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
So what would you guys consider to be your biggest PR nightmare during the administration? Because that's something that you have to face squarely as spokespersons. What would be the biggest PR nightmare that you've had to deal with?
Meron bang iba? Meron bang iba? Isa lang yun nasa isip ko.
Ikaw, is there a letter?
Is there a letter B? Dechos. Ano? Sa akin talaga mamasapa, no? It really took a toll on us. It was, ang saya namin kasi coming off of the papal visit, di ba? It was successful, walang, di ba? Nobody was hurt. It was, di ba? Everybody felt so happy. And then it happened. And it really took a toll on us because that was maybe the longest month of my life. Kasi talagang we all had to sort of, nagtitake turns na kami. Siyempre, hindi naman napapansin ng publiko, pero minsan pag ako hindi ko na kaya, sasabihin ko, boss, ikaw na muna. Ikaw na muna today kasi medyo talagang nabubugbog na ako. Tapos pag siya naman, sasabihin niya, Abby, ikaw na muna today. Kasi diba, nag-e-evolve. And also, we were not kasi comms people that were just in the office. We also went out and the necrological service for the SAF talaga. Mm-hmm. That was sobrang bigat nun sa amin. And ako personally, because when they were laid out in Bikutan, nag-isa-isa kami. We went to the families. And you know, to hear, it wasn't just the grief, but I remember that I had so much respect for these families because one of them even said, parang, may yung anak ko po gustong pumasok sa PMA, tulungan niyo po kami. And then I realized na, sandali, we have not buried your other son. But yet, vino-volunteer mo na yung isang anak mo para pumasok ng PMA, para maging AFP. So talagang sabi ko, iba rin yung dibdib nitong mga
tibay nila, yung tibay, ano?
Yung tibay. So it was really that, you know, there were missteps we had to, but really mainly a lot of us were concerned for them, what was going to happen. But yeah, for me, that was the longest month of my life, perhaps.
I guess pareho kayo, Edwin.
Because the more apart from the emotional toll that it brought, from a policy perspective, we already just closed the peace agreement. Eh. That was a hard struggle that we did. No, we went to Malaysia several times. In fact, I would go to Malaysia to make sure that some of the agreements are signed. And the day that I go there, agreements will be signed there. So it was really more for the Mindanao that really affected it, because a number of politicians really just took advantage of the tragedy and delayed the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It really just really delayed the whole thing. And really what happened right now is still the struggle for a Bangsamoro framework still being discussed. Otherwise, it would have been solved already. But that's on a policy. But on the emotional toll, I share the same pain and struggle with Abby. It was on and every cabinet official in the palace, whether you're, no matter how remotely connected you are to that issue, we were all affected by it. Yes, may impact talaga. It also impacted, I suppose, the elections of 2016.
Was there a time, ito naman ha, it's up to you if you want to answer or not, if you want to share. Was there a time na nagalit sa inyo personally si Pinoy? And if there was, what was it about?
Ako na. Mag-volunteer. Kasalanan to ni EL eh. At the time that Janet Napoles was surrendering, So siya ang kausap kasi sila ni Attorney Kapunan ang they were office mates. So sila yung nag-arrange kasi they had to find an inroad so it could be arranged, ano. So nag-uusap sila and then he said, it is very cloak and dagger, parang alam mo yon, napaka-spy story na magkikita tayo sa ganito and then pupunta tayo sa ganito.
Wala naman, wala naman trench coat involved.
Wala interest, wrong. Walang trench coat. Hindi uso. So, ako naman, si Smosa, tinatanong niya ako, saan ba yung white space? Sabi ko, yung white space, dun sa may ganun. Sabi niya, hindi ko alam yun. Sabi ko, ano yung gusto mong gawin natin? Tapos sabi niya, samahan niyo na lang kaya ako ni Manolo. Tapos kumain na muna tayo kasi hindi naman natin alam kung anong oras to mangyayari. So samahan niyo na ako. Grabe ang PG namin ni Manolo. Talagang sabi pa ni Manolo sa akin, may terrace doon, di ba? Sabi ko, sige-sige, sa terrace na tayo kumain. Sige, so kami naman ni Manolo, sama kaming dalawa. He was in a different car. So kami ni M yung magkasama sa kotse. And then, on the way there, it suddenly he called and said, okay na daw, kailangan ng puntahan. So things started happening. So natangay kaming dalawa ni Manolo. Down to the waiting in the cemetery, ng walang ilaw, ganyan. So, okay. After nun, so nakita na siya. Magsusurrender na. So, she was brought to Malacanang and then put in the holding room. So, ako naman, nag-iintay lang ako kasi they all went inside. So, we were all waiting for 7-5 to come out and then confront and then have her sent to Krame or whatever hellhole she belonged in. So, alam mo yon, parang nung lumabas siya, nagulat ako kasi instead of going straight to where the table was, bigla siyang dumiretso sa akin. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, bakit ka sumama? Para ako, sumama saan? Sabi niya, kung may nangyari sa'yo, kung nasaktan ka, kung nagkabarilan, anong gagawin mo doon? Anong sasabihin ko sa asawa at anak mo? So parang ako, sir, nandun po yung inaakusahang nag-pork barrel. Bakit po ako yung pinapagalitan niyo? Talagang ganit na ganit siya sa akin. Talagang kulang na lang siguro kung pwede lang niya akong sabunutan sa gigil. Sinabunutan na niya ako talaga.
Dapat ang sagot mo, gusto lang po namin mag-terrace. Siguro sinabunutan ka, girl.
Oo, siguro sinabunutan na niya ako talaga ng tutunyan. Pero yun talaga. Tapos ayan, enter, EL. Kasalanan mo yan.
Yung kwento niya, it was really, that whole Janet Napolis thing started when I saw crawlers ANC on the TV, kasi we have monitors. No? Sabi ni Lorna Kapunan, si Napolis is willing to surrender. So I called up, she was my boss before in a law firm, I was still underbar ako nun. So sabi ko, Lorna, is this true? And Lorna treats me like, up till now, she calls him, her nickname to me was Kid. Yeah, oh, Kid, seryoso to. So seriously, so are you really willing to surrender? And she said this. I went to the office of the president, sir. Hindi pa maniwala si Noy noon. Sabi niya, sir, I just got word from Lorna that Janet is willing to surrender. Totoo ba yan? Kasi ang dami ng mga kwentong yun. Sir, kausap po si Lorna. Sige nga, i-verify mo kung totoo yan, bumalik ka sa akin. So further discussions with Lorna and said, we'd like to surrender, but only to the president because we want to be sure na maayos and all that. So I went back. And nung na-confirm na seryoso na, sige, go na. I was given kaya separate kami ng kotse ni Abby. I was riding the car, security, the bulletproof vehicle na kung saan ilalagay si Janet Napolis. Talagang hindi pa namin alam kung saan. So sabi ko, kain na muna tayo, Abby. At sa si Manol, let's eat first, I'm so hungry. So ganun. So on the way, I got a call from Lorna. Sabi niya, git tuloy na to sa white space at this time. So dumiretso kami. Thinking, and then when we were in white space, sabi sa akin ni Lorna, let's go to Heritage. So sabay kami ni Lorna sa Heritage, sila Abby was following us. So nung nandoon na kami, all the time na hinihintay paglabas ni Janet Napolis, bay nakakatawa, naka-aircon kami, nakapatay ang kotse nila. Sabi ko, ba't di kayo naka-aircon? Sabi ko, sabi mo bawal, hindi pwede mag-aircon, huwag mag-ilaw. So, pawis na pawis sila doon sa Innova. I think that was my car. Innova yung kotse yung katabi niya. So, yun. But anyway, nangyari nga, pinagilitan siya. And then, when we went to Krame, I had to apologize to the president. Mr. President, I'm sorry for bringing alone. Hindi siya nagalit, but you know, the reason why he's angry, because that was also the same day that he got shot in 87.
Oh, okay.
So, that's why he was very, very particular about that day. Na talagang, and it was an August month, no? So, ghost month.
Ghost month, yes. Chinese, yeah.
In the Aquino family, happened a lot. Eh. So, kaya medyo mainit ang ano niya, ang kanyang, nagalit siya kay Abby, because he was very cool. And hindi ko pinaalam actually si Manolo at saka si Abby. Basta dire-diretso na lang kami. Kasi hindi ko din alam kung ano oras matutuloy eh. So kaya siya nagalit kila. Eh hindi nagagalit sa ano yan. Kasi si Abby, kasi Abby ang pinagalitan niya.
Ayun. No, next, Ethel, may question ka uli.
Okay. Siyempre sa inyo rin kung gusto niyong i-share or hindi. Pero sino ang favorite cabinet member niya? And sino rin yung pinaka-least favorite na alam niyo?
Hindi, hindi na lang yung list, no? Yung list kasi wala, hindi siya nakatapos eh. But yung favorite niya, depende actually kung ano yung topic eh. Pero ang pinaka-close niya talaga, as in talagang close niya, it would be sina different levels of intimacy, no? Si Rene Almendras was his classmate from high school. Si Jojo was parang pare. This is really yung talagang barkada. They would yeah. Si Butch and si Mar are his ideological friends, yung mga political friends. Kumbaga, sila yung ka-level yung si Butch kasi is the ideologue of the Liberal Party. Eh. You talk about vision, you talk about philosophy, and Mar also shares the same thing. Yan, ito yung talagang kung may political, takbuhan nila si Butch at si Mar. Pag ano naman, pag yung free time, sila Rene Almendras. Kasi may barkada sila mga high school classmates. They still kept together. Eh. Yun yung talagang good time. And also si Jojo. Yun yung talagang mga close na kay Pinoy. Close sila lang. The others are close also. We develop a warm relationship with the presence with a few exceptions. Kasi nga, siyempre, minsan, hindi rin nagkaka-align yung thinking ng ibang mga cabinet secretaries. But overall, maayos na. But these are the four people talagang
na-closest sa kanya.
Ayun. Ito
may tawag ganyan. May tawag ganyan. Special tawag si Pinoy kay Mar. They call each other chief. Siya lang ang tumatawag kay Pinoy. Chief ang the tawag. Chief lang. Yung iba, boss. Kami, sa ako, sinabi ko, boss, pero hindi naman ganun ang attitude. So, napabalik sa sir. Kami, mga sir ang tawag namin kay so, Mr. President or sir. Ganun.
Ito feeling ko, alam ko na kung ano ang sagot, but I still have to ask, sino ang pinakamadalas naka-smoke break ni Pinoy? And when you take that smoke break, ano usually ang pinag-uusapan?
Si Abby yan.
Oo.
Depende kasi kung sino yung nasa meeting, a number of his cabinet secretaries also smoked before. Pag nandun ako, gaganon yan. tapos, sino ba? Si E.S. Ochoa before used to smoke until he quit. Sino pa ba?
Sila Manolo.
Manolo, ayan. Oo, pero
mas madalas, ikaw o si Manolo, ang mas madalas niyang ka-smoke break?
Si Manolo, kasi pag speeches eh. Hindi naman ako nag-speeches sa foreign trips. But yun, favorite niya kasi talaga yung mga speech writers niya. Favorite niya yung mga sa private office, sa PMS. Pero pag yan, pag Yossi, yun ang bang pinag-uusapan? Wala. Minsan continuation lang nung pinag-uusapan dun sa loob. Or minsan, pag may sinabon siya.
Tuloy-tuloy yan, sinabon.
May habit kasi siya na pag naggalit, nakikita namin yung levels of galit niya. Mahilig siyang humawak sa mesa. Yung kinaklasp niya yung mesa, parang nagpipigil siya. Na, si P kasi, hindi siya naninigaw. Alam mo lang nagalit siya kasi soft-spoken nga siyang tao. Hindi siya yung, hindi siya nagwawating. So, kita namin paggalit yan, hinahawakan na niya yung lamesa. Tapos, pag ayaw na niya talaga, tatayo na yan, ayusin niyo muna yan, tapos aalis na siya.
Aalis na.
Mag-yoyosi siya muna, papakalma siya, tapos sasabihin niya na, bakit ba ganun yun? Di ba naghanda yun? Di ba sabi natin ganito? Bakit mali yung computation? Eh, sa kanya kasi okay lang na mali, kasi iko-correct ka naman niya. Ang ayaw niya, yung feeling niya, yung niloloko mo siya.
Nagpapalusot.
Nagpapalusot ka, or talagang hindi mo ginawa ng maayos yung trabaho mo. So, mas dun siya naiinis. Parang if he feels that you tried to put one over him.
Yeah, disrespectful yun eh.
Ayun.
Okay. Itong next question naman, if there's one thing that you would change sa mga decisions ni Pinoy during his 6 years of presidency, can you think of an instance?
Ako yung ano niya, kasi he was very, si Pinoy was a very intensely private person. Apart from his casual Coke, regular Coke Light jokes, he also wasn't very giving of his personal life. Ayaw niya nung pipicturan siya kapag nakikipagharutan dun sa mga staff niya. I mean, he always accorded a certain amount of seriousness to the office. Right. So, ayaw niya ng, I mean, he already had a polo towards the tail end, but he didn't, you know, it wasn't, ano siya, parang sa kanya, hindi interesado yung tao sa personal ko. He always found it funny that people were interested, and he did not indulge in those, I suppose, the softer moments. So we helped him protect it because I understood his need for privacy. Diba? So, I mean, you know, looking back, maybe we should have said a little bit more. I think that's why people are so shocked at all these stories.
Yeah, we're very surprised now.
Diba? But kasi it was the respect that we accorded to him because he was a very private person. And right, considering he was in this giant fishbowl, we all wanted to keep it personal and private.
Right.
Okay. Ito, total, pinag-usapan natin yung mga multo sa Malacanang. Nagparamdam na ba siya sa inyo ever since he died? In dreams or something, naamoy niyo yung cigarette niya or whatever, anything. ikaw, Abby, ikaw muna.
Hindi ko alam kung paramdam yon, pero napanaginipan ko na kasi siya, na inuutusan niya ako.
Very on brand. Yes.
Very on brand. Very sure talaga. Na parang, ganun naman siya sa akin eh. Nagbibigay siya ng instructions, i-explain niya. So I'm not sure if that was paramdam or maybe it was just my subconscious, di ba? Namimiss ko siyang inuutusan niya ako. So yeah, maybe for me, I don't know, but at least ako, ano naman, happy naman ako na, ano na siya, sure ako na...
Nasa taas.
Oo, sure akong at peace talaga si Sir.
What about you, Edwin?
Ako wala pa, but you know what I find myself doing right now? I find myself watching all the YouTube tapes of him.
Tape? Ang lolo nung tape?
Na YouTube mga recording.
I
go to YouTube and then I see all this. No, I mean, all the times that, you know, I realize that now I'm just every night before I sleep, I go to YouTube and then, because they capture your viewing habits, all these noy events, landing sa ganitong country, speeches niya.
Suggested videos.
I keep on watching them. Parang, you know, you just realize you've taken all these things for granted. Eh. Because when you were there, you take all these things for granted. You know, the allure of the palace, the glamour of the palace, because you've been there for 6 years, you've taken them for granted. And being with the president almost on a daily basis, you also took his presence for granted. Now that he's gone, you now begin to review all that he has done, eh? And that's where, my God, it's so much, and his loss, his passing was too abrupt. It was too sudden for me that you realize now that, and all the more, that's why the passion for, what are we going to do with this country? Do we allow this to remain in stasis in this manner, in this status quo? Parang that burden became not, for me at least, we cannot allow ourselves to be remain in status quo. And seeing him doing the work that he did and the way he answered, you know, if you see his, when you see him responding to sit down interviews, you'd be amazed. Grabe, this is the president I want. And this is something that, ay nako, yun nandoon kami, abi ko na lang mag-attend yan, ko na magbantay niyang hit ng interview na yan, yung mga ganun tipo na, ko na lang mag-ano dyan. But, you know, suddenly you've missed all that and realized that such a huge part of your life was taken away. There's now a vacuum that needs to be filled. And so you feel it with just watching all these videos on, and I do that on, and that's how I fall asleep now.
Coping just mechanism. I guess it's a coping mechanism.
Really, yeah. For me, that's how I see it. It's really so sad na he just left.
Biglaan.
Parang he was stolen from us. Parang ganun yung feeling.
Ang bilis eh.
Oh, ang bilis ng pag-ano.
Parang, it was just, wala parang walang warning eh, no? Diba? Nagising na lang kami sa news na, ha? Diba? Parang, what?
Hey, ako nga may nagdi-DM sa akin sa Twitter ng media na mga friends ko. Can I
ask
get
for
Abby's? Oo, can I get Abby's number? Ganyan. Tapos I was like, ay, huwag niyo siyang guluhin, girl, pag morning. Kasi si Abby, sacred ang morning niya. Iinom-inom pa yan ng kape. Kaya huwag niyo siyang guguluhin. Ganyan pa ako. Kasi wala akong idea at all. And then Abby came back. And then I messaged Abby and I said, Abs, may taga CNN nagtatanong sa akin ng number mo. I want to get your ano muna before I give it to her. Tapos sabi niya, yeah, just give it to her, but tell her na hindi muna ako nag-grant ng interview. I'm like, okay, sige, magkape ka muna, ganyan pa ako. Tapos, and I think it was you na, no, Margs, who told me na,
yeah,
is this true, Abs? Ganyan na.
Oo, kasi sa group chat namin, kasi kinakalampag din ako at work, sabi, parang Margs, may nasabi na ba yung kaibigan mo, ganyan. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, wala pa. Tapos, ako naman, Abs. And then, later, when she said, sorry guys, we knew, we already knew. So we just let her, okay, you do your work. Pero, na-stress kami nung nakita namin, everybody surrounding her with no social distance. It's like, ah!
Yung dinumog.
Grabe. Dinumog siya.
I was so
kasi bold. Napa-call out ako on Twitter. Parang, guys, konting distansya naman.
Oh, same. Na, ano ba? Social distancing, ano?
Oh, tapos at the time, hindi ka pa vaccinated nun, Abs. So, nakaka-stress yun.
We were so afraid for you. Grabe.
Yeah. Stress.
Ako rin. Afraid ako for myself. But, kasi ako mga
sa trabaho.
Nandun eh. Wala na tayong magagawa.
So yun, I have a question. The last 5 years, diba? The last 5 years of his life was, well, his return to private life. What were the things na ginagawa niya na was keeping him occupied? Ano yung mga ginagawa niya during his return to private life?
Oh my God! Na-discover na niya yung Netflix. Tuwang-tuwa ako.
So what was Pinoy doing as a private citizen? Apart from Netflixing.
Happy yan, because I'm not sure if a lot of people know that he is a very good... Nako sir, tama ba yung word na gagamitin ko? He's a practical shooter. He's very good with guns. And it's not... tinuro niya sa akin early on yung difference na target shooting na stationary ka and stationary yung target. But siya kasi... Practical shooting is really practical shooting na parang in real life situations, these are simulations. Every week talagang firing ang kanyang ang passion niya, and he's very good at it. He's one of the yung nagsisplit ng yung isang baraha,
yeah,
malayo. Ano niya talaga. So talagang ako, oh my God, ang galing mo. So yun, and siyempre, yung walang kamatayang music niya talaga. Kasi isa pa rin siya dun sa mga taong naghahanap ng CD sa mall. So, OOTD rin.
Ang tito! Oh my God!
Oo, mahilig siya talagang. So, minsan yung some of his friends, papabili siya. Maybe if they go to the US or to Japan for Tower Records. So, ano pa rin siya talaga? Yung, we discovered his love for music when we started working for him. Kasi nga, He has a sound setup. He's an audiophile. He has a very eclectic taste in music. So, talagang it kept him. Well, at saka si Sir magaling magbilyar. Walang, mahirap siyang talunin dyan. Kasi talagang magaling siya. I've seen him play. So, ano pa ba? He also had a lot of time. Nai-enjoy na kasi niya yung nephews and nieces niya because medyo adults na rin sila. Well, for save for Bimby, I think who is turning 14 or already 14.
Napakatangkad na bata. Grabe.
Oo, napakatangkad na bata. A lot of his nephews and nieces from his sisters are also yung medyo adults na. Medyo iba na rin yung ano na lang. Kumbaga, hindi na bagets. So, you know, na-enjoy na niya yung mga nephews. Kasi syempre before, hindi naman siya masyadong makapag-spend time with them save for the occasional Sunday lunch with his family. So, when he went back to private, he really had a lot more time to keep up with them and to catch up. So, yun yung mga usually napapag-abalahan niya before.
Where was his happy place? Like, if may pupuntahan siya na he really felt at peace and relaxed, where would that be?
Times and Luisita. In Tarla.
Saan?
Harris and Luisita. Times Street in his house and Tarla.
Ah, okay. How often did he go there sa Tarlac?
Before, well, pre-pandemic, he would, I think, go mga... He also enjoyed the drive going to Tarlac. So, siya yung nagmamaneho kasi talaga. So, minsan, once a month, pupunta siya doon, he'd spend time. Kasi, ano siya talaga doon? Tahimik. Yun yung ano niya. Very peaceful sa kanya doon. But times was really his happy place. I mean, you know, in the beginning of his term, he wanted to stay at times, ha? He didn't want to move to Malacanang at all. But syempre, he was prevailed upon to move closer to the palace because commute, traffic, yung...
security. Parang
he also understood na kawawa naman yung...
Abby, if I'm not mistaken, Manolo was the one who suggested Bahay Pangarap yata eh. But the issue then was...
Yeah.
The issue then was, how will it look if the president is living inside a military compound? And it turned out, it wasn't a military compound talaga. Parang it's part of the Malacanang Malacanang complex.
It's the Malacanang compound.
So, that's why, that was, you know, that's as simple as ganyang reason na, di ibig sabihin, nakatira ako sa loob ng isang military camp, pangit naman tingnan. So, and Manolo did the research. No, you're not living in a PSG compound, you're living in the Malacanang complex. So, that was one, at least that was a, that allowed him to stay in ano, in
napaka-conscious niya on these things, no?
Oh, very conscious. Ano yan eh. And also, at that time, our leg was too big and nabalik na sa mga owners. So, wala na. Ibang mga mansion doon, may mga mansions doon sa may Picasal Street. Luma na yun talaga. Hindi pwedeng gamitin. So, Bahay Pangarap was the most ideal place for him.
You know, parang until the last, he was asking, hindi mo pwedeng sa times na lang ako tumira? Parang I really don't, parang ayaw niya talagang to move out. But ayun na nga, parang, tas, alam mo what made him say yes to moving to Bahay Pangarap? When someone mentioned, kawawa naman yung mga kapitbahay mo sa times. Kasi syempre security will have to be put up, kawawa. So, tas ayun, na-realize niya, oo nga, parang kakabalahin ko yung mga kapitbahay ko, nakakaya naman sa kanila. So, ayun, he was convinced to go to move to Bahay Pangarap.
You know, in that Bahay Pangarap, kasi it's across Malacanang eh. So, minsan may temptation, sir, swimming tayo. Let's cross the Pasig River, swimming tayo, naka-trunks man tayo. Kasi ano, pero hindi natutuloy eh. Kasi nga, ano pala, ang stricto pala, you know, not all barges can pass through, may mga clearances.
Yeah, that needs clearance from PSG.
From PSG talaga. May mga kwento nga yan. Alam mo, alam niya, yung kinakwento nga ni Manolo na he knows kung paano if somebody would attack the Malacanang Palace, yung mga, alam niya, strategic, ano, he's so well-versed militarily that, you know, he alam na alam niya, owing because, I think, because of what happened to him in the coup. So, he learned a lot that. Eh. So, yeah. Very, you know, something we miss also right now.
This question is going to be of some interest. Okay. Did he ever talk to you guys about his love life? Did he ever ask you to set him up on a date with someone?
he would talk about his love life, but not to set up date. Someone would do that for him.
No, I mean, nung when he was still president, you know, kasi hindi naman kami personal friends at, you know, then, syempre, boss ko yun. So, ako naman, when he says something, I just listen. And sometimes he asks, ano man siya, he's also very open. So, when something happens, nagtatanong siya, or maybe, ganun ba talaga, minsan, yung question niya sa akin.
Humihingi ng girl advice, perspective from a girl.
Oo, parang humihingi ng advice from women, na parang, tama ba yun? Minsan ganun.
Bakit ang gulo-gulo ninyong mga babae? Ganun.
Minsan, bakit kayo ganyan? Sabi ko, sir, ako ginagawa sa'yo. Tapos magkukwento na siya. Na
parang, ito yung text niya sa akin, ano meaning nun?
Hindi naman siya nagpapakita ng text, kinukwento lang niya na parang nainis yata sa akin, nagtampo yata kasi ganito. Kung ikaw ba yun, magtatampo ka? Ako, no, hindi. Parang, sir, wag ako yung benchmark kasi parang hindi naman ako magtatampo ano that way. So, ganun kami. Nung tumagal nung after term, lagi yan nagbibiro sa amin dun sa mga women in his, ano, in his staff and his cabinet na, oh, yung assignment mo sa akin, ha? Sabi ko, sir, anong assignment? Oh, hanap mo akong date. Gaganon siya. Sabi ko, sir, ayoko po. Gaganon ako. So, again, he's also very makulit that way. Especially, you know, post-term because, ano na siya eh. People always ask me na parang bakit kaya hindi siya nag-asawa. Tinanong natin yan once, di ba, EL? In downtime, para we ask him. Tapos parang sabi lang niya na, parang he found the question very strange. Sabi niya, tingnan niyo yung buhay natin, di ba? Tingnan niyo tayo. Imbis na nasa pamilya niyo kayo, magkakasama tayo ng Linggo. Parang, bakit pa ako mandadamay? Parang
yeah,
ganun
yung... Yeah, is this fair? Oo.
Oo, parang ba't ako mandadamay ng tao sa buhay kong ganito? Which was his... Right. Was the way that he said it. Na parang nakakahiya, nakakaawa naman. So, very... To him, parang ayaw niyang mang-abala. Parang ganun. Parang ayaw ko mang-abala ng tao. So,
okay. Napapragmatic, no? Huwag siyang mandadamay sa gulo. Parang ganun.
Oo. So,
ito naman. May crush ba siyang celebrity? I mean, he's the president and all. He's met so many people. Pero meron ba siyang isang tao na-excite siyang makilala at any point during his presidency? Ayan, nag-iisip na si Edwin, no?
Napaka-chismosa talaga natin. I swear.
Hala, baka multo na tayo. Baka kalabitin kayo.
Meron ba?
Alam ko, may mga... When, he finds them attractive pero wala talaga yung talagang pursuit.
Nag-look forward, no?
Yeah. Yung, pero may nakikita siya, uy, may itsura itong reporter na to. Ganon, yung mga ganon.
So, pero yun na yun.
Pero whether it was pursued or not, parang wala akong naalala na nag-pursue. May nag-date.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. Pero,
it was more of after the fact na pag nakilala na niya, he'd say na parang matalino or alam mo yon. He'd give a comment like that. But I don't remember na may isa siyang particular na naglo-look forward. Or sana mag-curtain
siya.
Hindi parang hindi siya, no? Backstreet Boys, walang ganung level.
Alam ko lang naging cabinet secretary nag-refer sa kanya naging girlfriend niya.
Ano?
Cabinet secretary, staff ng isang cabinet secretary na nakita niya and naging girlfriend niya.
Oh!
Ay, may ganon. So, paano siya manligaw?
Nakso! Hindi ko alam, actually. Hindi ko alam.
I am baka alam ni Edwin.
Oo nga, ikaw baka alam mo.
Ma-flowers and ano ba, yung mga ganon-ganon.
Sila ano na yan, sila Almendresen. Normally, they start off as group date, tapos ano na yan. Pero, pag sa Pero yun nga, wala naman masyadong ano siya, hindi, he's very private naman. I mean, he reserved to select friends lang talaga. Yung mm-hmm. talagang close siya, yung mga ganun. So, most likely, may alam yan si mga sina Rene. Si Rene mm-hmm. alam
yan. Ayun, we know he loved music. Pero, yan, kasi nag-Netflix siya, di ba? What were his favorite shows or may na-recommend ba kayo? I mean, ikaw ba naturo mo sa kanya na may Viva app, Edwin? Anong favorite shows niya na tinuro?
Alam mo, when you were in office,
Ayaw niya panoorin ng Game of Thrones.
Ayaw niya panoorin ng Game of Thrones. Sabi niya, ba't ko panoorin yan? Eh, nandito na tayo.
Kasi, parang ano siya, manghang-mangha siya, na bakit pa puro Game of Thrones yung pinag-uusapan niyo? Ba't kayo ganyan? Sabi namin, sir, try mo, maganda. Tapos sabi niya parang, sige, parang ano bang, what is it about? Diba? So parang, sir, parang warring political families. Yung mukha niya talaga. Talaga?
Really?
Oh, yan talaga i-re-recommend niyo sa akin.
I remember sinabi nga niya, teka muna, nandito na tayo sa game. But we're leaving it. But pa nating panonoorin?
Kailangan panoorin.
I never liked Game of Thrones talaga. Parang sinabi lang namin, ayaw na niya. Yung mga ganong klase.
Parang mas ano siya. Pero
movies mahilig yan.
Oo, movies. And saka ano, more on yung mga historical documentaries. Type na type na yung ganun. Mga nag-recommend pa yun.
Yung mga documentary ng mga tangke. Alam niya, anong klaseng tangke yan. Yung mga ganun. So, he's very knowledgeable pa ganyan. History, for instance. Mm. He's very knowledgeable. He likes watching documentaries. Yung mga History Channel. He would say, Manutex History Channel, meron yan. Let's say, remember when he responded to a question on China where he mentioned Czechoslovakia, when Germany attacked Czechoslovakia. That was part of his reading also, but watching also History Channel. He alluded to Hitler at that time. Eh. So, but yung mga ganun, he's very knowledgeable about those things. Eh. Kaya nga sabi namin, kaya nga biruan namin, pag law, Chief Justice Aquino. Pag public works, Chief Justice Engineer Aquino. Historian, sabi niya, Manolo, talo ka dyan, si Chief Historian Aquino.
All around.
Kasi talaga, marunong siya talaga.
He has a very curious mind.
Very.
Kasi ang dami niyang na-recommend sa inyo na mga historical documentaries and all those stuff. So, name one thing that you appreciate now because of his influence, whether it's a TV show, music, food, video games, whatever.
I appreciate it because of his love for guns. Parang, oh, ganito pala. Parang all this military thing, all related to military. You get to watch him also yung mga aircraft. Because remember, during his time, there was an aircraft carrier which visited us. I think it was Carl Vinson's, USS Vinson's. That came over. So all these things military, he would love to talk about military. You know, there was one issue, and I'll tell you this also. There was one issue when we were procuring some weapons. It became something of a national issue for him. Even the ano yung baril, may nagpo-procure ng baril, sinabi ito ang presyo, hindi niya pinalagpas yun. Ang ginawa niya, ginugol niya. Teka muna, sandali. Ang mahal-mahal ng ino-offer sa inyo yan. Let's say if it was only you googled it, let's say it cost, let's say kunyari lang to $1,200. Ang price that was offered to Philippine government was $2,000. Ang sabi niya, teka, I understand it was a 20% markup, but this is over 20% markup. Talagang alam na alam niya. So anything military hardware, 'di ba? Remember we modernized the military. He was on top of it. Alam na alam niya. So nothing can get through pag military hardware. Marunong na marunong siya. So we procured helicopters, we procured guns, we procured so many things military. So talagang it talagang binantayan niya yan, and no, that's why there was no corruption. And one of the things that you can really draw corruption from when you're procuring all this military modernization, kasi
defense.
There's so much money to be made there, but it was so clean because apart from the fact that Dolce was clean. he also made sure that everything was above board. So talaga, in fact, yeah, the military loved it. You talk to the military during that time, the chief of staffs, the colonels, they'll say it was the best of times for them when it comes to procuring the modernization of hardware.
Okay. How about you, Abby? Meron ba siyang influence on you na you appreciate now dahil sa pambubuyon niya?
Feeling ko yung pareho lang silang hindi kumakain ng gulay.
True! Grabe yan. Kasi doon ko siya sa pagkain talaga na parang that's gulay. Alam mo yun?
Crispy pata, sisig.
Pero meron siyang story before. Nandun ako sa Times. Kasi syempre, pag nagpapatawag siya makikipagkwentuhan, syempre may merienda. Sabi niya sa akin, parang, Abi, merong ano, naghanda si Yoli. Si Ate Yoli, yung kasama niya sa bahay, naghanda si Yoli ng lumpia. Sabi ko, yes! Lumpia ni Ate Yoli. Parang ganyan. So, ako kasi pagkakain na, over time, ako na yung unang tumatayo. Kasi si Sir, hindi naman siya, pag nagyaya siya, hindi naman siya unang kukuha ng pagkain. Pag may nakita siyang babae, kailangan yung women muna yung mauna. And she will really not take food until matapos yung mga bisita niyang babae. So dati, nakikipagbardagulan pa ako sa kanya na, Sir, hindi po, sige po, kayo po, ganyan. Hindi, hindi, ikaw. So, gutom na yung trick na yung mata ng mga tao. Natuto na kaming lahat na pag sinabi ni Sir na kain na, wag mapuha na yung girls. Oo, so yun. So sabi niya, oh, Abby, sige na, kain na. So magtayo ko, tinignan ko yung, sabi ko, asan na yung lumpia? Tapos magtingin, sabi ko, oh, okay, so nakita ko, ganyan. Sabi ko, bakit may sesame seeds kaya yung lumpia? Baka fusion, ganyan. Si Ate Yoli, nagtatry. So, sige, kuha naman ako. Tapos mag-upo ko, so magkatabi kami, pagkagat ko dun sa ano, sa lumpia, ano ba ganun ako? Sabi niya, Abby, ano yun? Sabi ko, Sir, turon talaga to, hindi siya lumpia.
Turon?
Oo, turon siya, girl.
Buti hindi mo sinausaw sa suka. Oh my God, nai-imagine ko mo sinausaw mo sa suka yung turon.
Kawawang saging, ano ba yun?
Alam mo, tawa siya ng tawa. Pero sure, nag-i-expect ako ng lumpia. Sabi niya, sorry, kasi maliit eh. Di ba yung turon dapat malaki?
Oo.
Ayun, so, ayun, apart from yung food, mahilig yan talaga sa, yun ha, matamis, ganyan. Pero I think yung biggest influence, dahil sa kakakulit din talaga ni Sir, yung ano, yung attention to detail, nadala ko talaga, siguro na naki-carry over talaga. Kasi iniisip ko, hindi ako magsasalita for him nang hindi ako handa. Hindi ako mag-show up ng lukot yung kwelyo ko. Yung mga ganong bagay, hindi ako kailangan, kumbaga maayos, huwag ka namang manginis ng tao pag nakita yung mukha mo. So, apart from that, yung kailangan talagang ayusin mo yung trabaho mo kasi hindi pwedeng ano, lalamya-lamya. So in anything from menus, lahat ng mga kasama namin sa gobyerno, menu ng lunch, ng dinner, pati greet cards, yung index cards na where they put the names of the people that he has to say, to acknowledge in an event. Lahat yon, he demanded a certain level of professionalism from all of us. And now I find myself doing the same. Na pag dun sa trabaho, parang pag medyo may kulang, parang, uy, bakit ganyan yan? Ayusin mo. Diba? Lalagay mo ba yung pangalan mo sa ganyan? Diba? Kumbaga, diba, EN na sinasabi siya lagi na parang ipagtatanggol mo ba sa Plaza Miranda yan? Lagi, may ganun siyang reference. So, I think it really came na nakuha naming lahat yon kasi he was always saying na pera ng tao yung sinusweldo sa atin. Diba? Ayusin nyo yung trabaho nyo, hindi pwedeng deficient yan. Hindi pwedeng napapahiya. So, at the end of the day, ako yan. Yung trabaho nyo, sa akin na pupunta. So, kailangan ayusin natin. So, talagang wala. Ang hirap. Tapos meron... ang hirap kasi meron kaming ano, yung staff niya before, yung mga Senate staff niya, nagpapasahan kami ng trabaho. Yung aayos, yung i-vet mo, magpo-4-eye check kayo. Diba? Parang, uy, fresh eyes, kailangan mo magbasa. So, nagkakahulihan kami kasi naglalagay sila talaga, ang tawag namin doon, hidden chos. Somewhere along the text, merong chos na nandun. So, yung unang gagawa, maglalagay siya ng mga lima. So, kailangan, yung dulo, pagdating niyan, wala ng chos.
So, that's so diabolic.
Hidden chos.
I love it.
O, yun yung tawag namin dyan, hidden chos. Hanapin nyo yan. Kailangan mawala lahat ng chos bago dumating kay sir.
So, okay, so this is something that we ask all of our Tita Talk guests, Edwin. So please indulge us. It's called, it's a round robin, rapid fire round. You answer quickly. Okay, I'll ask you the first question. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
I'm a night owl.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Drink coffee.
What's a perfect breakfast?
I don't take breakfast.
Wow. Ooh, same.
Oh my gosh. How?
I do intermittent fasting.
Ah, I don't do that.
Oh, wow.
I do that. I do that.
I do intermittent eating. Feasting. Intermittent feasting ako. Sorry.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Na sugar-free, of course.
Cappuccino.
Kape talaga.
No. Mahilig sa kape. Okay. What's your comfort food?
Pansit.
What food do you absolutely detest?
Anong pansit? Chismosa. Which pansit?
Pansit Canton.
Okay.
Okay. What food do you absolutely detest?
Well, none.
None.
Delikado.
Inclusive.
This is a very important question.
Delikado yung susunod.
Okay, this is a very important question. Are you nokra or you hate okra or prokra? You like okra?
I'm prokra.
Yay!
I like okra. I like it dipped in vinegar.
Yes.
I like that.
This is the reason I was looking forward to Manolo being here.
Yeah,
by the
way.
Me too. I like it.
This
I like
the okra.
You dip it in vinegar. Tapos yung, di ba, yung malapot na ano niya?
Ang ew! That's a kadili part.
It's so good.
Direto you know, sa pasurahan niya.
If you go to the States, ang mas masarap kainin sa America, it's so huge. That's why I love it.
Okay. Gusto ko naman yung malaki, pero not yun. I swear.
Pero alam nyo, for what it's worth, si Pinoy, sumalangit na wang kanyang kaluluwa is anokra. So, anokra. Ethel, we have anokra champion in the form of Pinoy.
Oh, oh. Yes.
Ako, I ito, have on Edwin. Record, yes. I have Edwin.
Okay, and how about pineapple on pizza? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay. Lahat na lang kakainin.
Ito.
Ito ba yung namimili? Ano ba yan?
Ito, you, since you talked about the Viva app, Noranian or Vilmanian?
Vilmanian ako. I'm a Vilmanian blue.
Or...
Vilma won. When we learned that Vilma was in the palace, I rushed to the palace for the meeting. We waited for her and said, Ate V, fans niyo ako. Ano ba magpapicture? Sabi ko, nanay ko, Vilmanian, kung buhay pang nanay ko, nagpapicture na sa inyo. My mother had an album of Vilma, ano. So I grew up talaga, through this late first film, alam ko yan.
Grabe. Ay, wow. Funny.
Confirm. As in, akala ko binibiro niya ako. Sabi ko, boss, saan ko oo, confirm. Sabi niya, sa ko ba saan ka pupunta? Kasi talagang rushing out. Sa ko, pinatawag ka ba? Sa hindi, nag-civil mo sa palasyo, sabay takbo.
I love you, Lucky.
Uy, every Friday yun, di ba?
Oh, yung Dilma. Sa GMA 7. Yes,
pinapanood ko yan.
Napaka-gracious ni Governor V nung panahon na yon. As in talagang she really indulged everybody. Nakaka-ano, nakakatuwa. Super nakakatuwa.
Dito kayo, Vilmanyan?
Ako, Vilmanyan.
Vilmanyan, because of my mom.
Ako, yeah. Ako Loranyan because of my mom, kasi Bicolana.
Tradition talaga yan, ano, yung mga yan. Yung kusino,
oo, kung si ano, nanay.
Talaga,
ako, Bicolana pamilya ko, pero ako Vilmanyan. Ito, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
Okay,
ay, on your... Ang stalker!
No. Stalker!
Ang
judgy. Tinanong natin, tapos i-judge natin siya.
Siyempre, di ba? Siyempre naman. Diba?
Sa group chat ni naamin yan.
Sa transparency and accountability eh. Invisibility naman.
Sa group chat niya ni Abby mamaya with ano, oh, stalkers EL.
Ay, grabe siya. Grabe yan. Kahit yung mga kasama namin na mga younger staff, grabe niya yan bardagulin. As in talagang...
Ay, ginagawa ko yung Gmail nila.
Oo. Alam mo, pag dati, hindi ka pwede mag-iwan ng email na bukas sa laptop.
Na bukas?
Lang, maybe magbabathroom ka or Facebook. Talagang mamaya nandun na siya. Tapos kung ano-anong tinatype niya, tapos meron ka ng weird status.
Oh my God! Ikaw pa...
Siya yun.
It's the time.
Ng mga account.
No, Edwin, magkakasundo tayo because I did that to my husband. Iniwan niya yung telepono niya.
People, even Abby, that's why they learned to make sure na dapat naka-close ang Gmail niyo pag nandun ako.
I relate.
grabe talaga yan. Saka minsan nanunulak, yung nananahimik ka, nandun ka lang sa hallway, biglang mamaya lilipad ka na lang. Wala. Tutunan
oh
ka
my
lang.
God.
Grabe yan. I mean,
kasi keep yung hallway, di ba?
Mahirap yan sa stilettos, ha?
Oo, ganyan siya talaga.
Ayun,
minsan lilipad na lang kami. Pag nandun ka lang sa hallway, bigla na lang siyang data. Ano yung manggaganon?
Tapos kakalat-kalat ka kasi, kakalat-kalat ka dyan.
Exactly. Sasabihin niya, nakaharang ka kasi dyan eh.
Parang, tabi eh.
Tweet ko naman, pwede ka naman sigurong magkasya dyan.
Alright, on your Spotify, what's the song you're listening to the most right now?
Sorry,
bawal na hot babe siya.
Wala siya Spotify, pero may Viva siya.
No. If you ask me, I like the songs of James Taylor.
James Taylor, okay.
Got it.
What are you currently watching on Netflix?
Viva nga eh, no?
Netflix ka lang, Netflix, Viva nga eh.
Ano ba yung ano, I forgot. I just finished one eh. I watch, sorry ha, this is lumalabas ng pagka-Chinese ko. I watch all these Chinese, mga ancient, mga warrior stuff na ano. And I miss them kasi my father was still alive. He'd bring us to Ompin and watch. And we learned how to watch Mandarin with subtitles. So it's something that I miss. And then we also always watch all these medieval fighters, di ba? Ana yung mga...
Yeah, I know that. Edwin, I just have to say this and I hope you don't take it negatively, but my God, you're so Chekwa.
No. I never watched... I hated watching Kauka. I never...
Ayun, Kauka. Oh, Diyos ko, sino ba naman may gusto?
But it's, you know, it's part of my childhood with my dad. We watch movies together.
That's how you bonded. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, another episode of Tito Talk. Ang natapos po natin. Ang hirap puminga, guys. This is E, Madam Hiddles on Twitter.
This is A, Mrs. Unlawyer on Twitter.
I am Marga versus Machine on Twitter.
And this is your tita Abby _ Valte.
Thank you, Edwin, for being part of the episode. Maraming salamat for your time. We had a really good time.
All right, sige. So, bye, everyone.
Bye,
everyone.